We're continuing with the 3 minutes of Tehillim. We're up to Perek Yud Ches. And in Perek Yud Ches, it's very unique Perek. It's very long. It's one of the longest prakim in the first two Sfarim of Tehillim at 51 psukim. This is also very similar, the Mefarshim point out, to Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav Beis, which is known as Shiras David, the song that David composed. And the Radak points out that it's really the same inyan, it's the same idea. Interestingly, there are 365 words in it, and also 365 words in the two luchos, the two parshas of the luchos, the first and the second. And there's two basic parts to the mizmor. There is the first part, which is psukim aleph through chaf, which is very strong tone, a very strong Hashem. You know, David's thanking Hashem for preventing his enemies from helping him. And then after psukim Chav Aleph through the end, through Nun Aleph, is really David talking about this active role that he played defeating his enemies. Now, we always try to find the psukim that we may be more familiar with. So, towards the end, a pasuk which you may be familiar with from this perek is Magdil Yishuos Malko, V'Osa Chetzelim Shicho, L'David Ulozaru Adolam. The last pasuk, right, is Hashem who magnifies the salvation of his king, and it does kindness to his anointed one, to David, his offsprings forever. Now this, as I mentioned to you, shares a lot of similarities with Shmuel Beis, Perakov Beis. In Tehillim it says, Magdil Yishuos Mako. But in Shmuel Beis it says, Migdol. Migdol is the tower, right, the tower of Hashem, without getting into all the differences and when we say what and why and that. But that's something we may be familiar with. Just to highlight something interesting and to glean some inspiration from it. So there's a fascinating medrash in Medrash Rabbah, in Medrash Eicha Rabbah, Psik Dalama. The medrash says there were four kings. And those four kings, that says, is a reference in Eicha, that they didn't believe. Lo ha'aminu malchi aretz. They didn't really have true faith. And it lists four kings. Arba malachim hayu. There were four kings. David, v'asa, v'yehoshaphat, v'chizkiyahu. Each of those kings lacked a certain level of faith. It starts off with David. David says, Erdof oidei v'asigim. My enemies will run away from me. I'll chase after my enemies. And then he says, Hashem will take care of the rest. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani osakein. I'm going to do it. Right? I'm going to be the one to defeat your enemies. Then as the kings progress, they seem to have less faith in themselves. The next one is Asa, and then Yehoshaphat, and then Chizkiyahu. Yehoshaphat says, all I could do really is I could sing to Hashem, but really I can't do anything. I can't fight my enemies. Only Hashem could do it. And then last is Chizkiyahu. He says, I can't even sing. I can't even do a shira. Just I'm going to go to my bed and I'm going to daven and Hashem will save us. Obviously, all these kings fought wars. What are we talking about? They didn't really trust. And what are we contrasting with David and these other four kings? So perhaps we think of bitachon as trust in Hashem as a passive thing. We just trust and Hashem does. And I think maybe the Medrash is suggesting that on a certain level, if we know we're doing the right thing, if we know that we're fighting the good fight, then we really should have more confidence in ourselves. And knowing Hashem is the one telling me that I should fight this battle, telling me that I'm the right, I'm in the right fight, so then why am I timid? Why am I saying I can't do it? No, I should trust in myself, have that confidence, because I know that I'm doing the right thing and not David. Of these four kings, had the most trust in himself, the most confidence in himself, which was actually a sign that he had more faith, whereas you may have thought it's frumer to say, no, I can't do anything, Hashem does everything, but rather the Medrash is saying, if you really know that you're doing the right thing, you should have more trust in yourself rather than less.